The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 18, text number 66, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 2nd, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 18, text number 66. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami mashuchah. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Purport. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, knowledge of the Supersoul, knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life, knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He is described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions, for the Lord personally promises to protect him. In the seventh chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically free. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676. Anukul yasya sankalpa patikul yasya varjanam rishakshyatiti vishvaso ko prithve varanang tata atma nikshepcha karpanye shadveda sharanagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but if by executing this duty one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion, and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation, and the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision. Some of them are attached to the super soul feature, etc. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna in full Krishna consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosophers, mystics, and devotees are all called transcendentalists. But one who is a pure devotee is the best of all. The particular words used here, ma shuchaha. Don't worry, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna. But such worry is useless.
Om Jnana Timaranjasa Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam.
So, there are many subject matters being discussed throughout the world. In the stock exchange, they are discussing one thing. In the university, so many things are being discussed. In the marketplace, so many things are being discussed. In the government chambers, so the Vedic wisdom says that if by your discussions you're not becoming liberated from this material existence,
ако вие не станете освободени чрез вашите теми за обсъждане,
then your discussion is a useless waste of time.
От материалното съществуване, тогава вашите дискусии са просто безполезно губене на време.
So we are trying to introduce this art of transcendental discussion in every institution throughout the world.
Ние се опитваме да въведем това изкуство на трансценденталните обсъждания във всички институции по целия свят.
But the trouble is, sometimes when we try to do that, the authorities that be object.
Но проблемът е, че понякога, когато се опитваме да направим това, авторитетите, които властват там, се опитват да се противопоставят.
They say that this is too popular.
Те казват, това е твърде популярно.
It's too attractive.
Това е прекалено привлекателно.
You're defeating us.
Вие ни побеждавате.
You're presenting some topic that is We are presenting so many topics, and the people are not very attractive.
Вие представяте една тема, а ние представяме толкова много теми и хората не са привлечени от нашата тема.
But you're presenting a topic that is attracting everyone.
А вие представяте тема, от която всички са привлечени.
And we cannot tolerate that because, you know, you're outdoing us.
И ние не можем да търпим това, защото вие ни побеждавате.
Therefore, it's better you should be quiet and stop talking.
Затова по-добре да си мълчите и да спрете да говорите.
But my question is, how can this subject matter be presented in a way that is not attractive? This is transcendental subject matter. That means that every syllable of these discussions is overflowing with unlimited oceans of nectar.
Означава, че всяка сричка от тези теми за разговор прелива от вълни на трансцендентален океан от нектар.
How can we possibly transform it into insipid trivia? That means tasteless, useless. Insipid means tasteless. And trivia means, you know, useless talk. How can we transform it into insipid trivia to satisfy the envious?
Така че въпросът е как може да се превърнем тогава в безвкусно тривиално, нещо безвкусно и тривиално, за да удовлетворим завистливите.
As we recently explained, if you have a brand new Rolls Royce, what you can do to make it unattractive?
Както напоследък давахме този пример, какво, ако имате чисто нов Rolls Royce, какво можете да направите, за да го направите непривлекателен?
Throw some dirt on it?
Фърлите малко кал отгоре.
It's going to be attractive if you throw some dirt on it.
Ще бъде привлекателно, дори ако му фърлите малко пръст отгоре.
A brand new 2007 Rolls Royce.
Чисто нов Rolls Royce от 2007.
It's pretty hard to make it unattractive, you know.
Много ще бъде трудно да го направите непривлекателен.
So Krishna consciousness is like that.
И така Кришна съзнание точно по.
It's so attractive, it's so nectarian, it's so relishable, it's so sweet.
Yeah, толкова вкусно, толкова сладко, толкова привлекателно.
That how you can tone it down, how you can package it in such a way that it's just some dull, boring subject matter.
Как може да го потиснете, да го опаковате така, че да бъде просто една тъпа тема за разговор?
It's impossible, you can't do it.
Това е невъзможно, не може да го направите.
It's so inconceivably wonderful. Tell me, what are we looking for at every minute? What is everybody looking for at the highest at every minute? Aren't they looking for the greatest pleasure? Isn't that everybody is looking for at every minute the greatest pleasure, isn't it? Can anyone say, no, I don't want the greatest pleasure, I want to suffer? Everybody is looking for the greatest pleasure at every minute. Do you know that is the meaning of the word Krishna? Greatest, Krishna means greatest pleasure.
Знаете ли, че значението на думата Кришна е най-голямото удоволствие?
So, who could not be attracted by Krishna? The only thing is that Krishna has to be presented by the devotee. Krishna has to be presented by a person who has realized Krishna. Just like sometimes in the Hinduism course at the university, they talk about Krishna.
Както понякога в курса по хиндуизъм в университета те говорят за Кришна.
But it's dry and boring.
Но това е скучно и сухо.
Why?
Защо?
Because Krishna is being presented by someone who has not realized Krishna.
Защото Кришна е представен от някой, който не е осъзнал Кришна.
The point is, this is not academic knowledge. This is realized knowledge, transcendental knowledge. When you enter into an understanding of this knowledge, your consciousness is completely liberated from the sufferings of material existence.
Когато влезете в разбирането на това трансцендентално знание, съзнанието ви е освободено напълно от това материално съществуване.
You actually awaken within yourself your eternal identity.
Всъщност събуждате вътре в себе си своята вечна идентичност.
Which is full of knowledge and full of bliss. Right now we're stuck in this temporary identity, you know. I'm a man. I'm a woman. I'm a Bulgarian. I'm a European. I'm this. I'm middle-aged. I'm a youth. I'm an old man. These are false identifications. Do you think you're a woman? Do you ladies think you're women? Do you men think that you're men? Do you?
Yes, I do.
It's nonsense. You're not the body. Just like we many times gave an example of this chatra. This is not me. I can have it on and I can have it off. It doesn't matter. It's, I'm still here. So whether you have that body on or you don't have it on, you're the same person. You had a question?
It's not the body that makes the man.
That's right. That's right.
It's the consciousness.
It's how much you have awakened the divine consciousness within. That's what makes you who you are, actually.
Това, доколко се събуди божественото знание вътре в себе си, е това, което ви прави това, което сте.
Everybody has the potential of being a fully enlightened spiritual being.
Всеки един има пълния потенциал да бъде напълно просветлено духовно същество.
Everybody can become perfectly enlightened spiritual being. Anybody who wants to can do it. You just have to take the authorized system which is given along with the universe. Just like I got this very nice MP3 recorder. It's really good.
Което даде може със създаването на Вселената, както например, когато взех този MP3 плеер и беше той много добър.
Studio quality.
Има студийно качество.
So it had an owner's manual that came with it.
Аз получих едно ръководство с него, когато го взех.
So by utilizing the user's manual, I can get the full potential from this MP3 recorder.
Когато въведа в действие това, което съм прочел в опътването, мога да ползвам пълния капацитет на този MP3.
So just as this is manufactured by the Roland Corporation.
Точно както това е произведено от корпорацията Roland.
This body is manufactured by the Krishna Corporation.
Това тяло е произведено от корпорацията Krishna.
And there is an owner's manual that comes along with that.
И има ръководство за потребителя, което върви с него.
Bhagavad Gita is the owner's manual. So if you carefully study the owner's manual and you carefully follow the instructions given in the owner's manual, then you will get the full utilization of this human existence. And you will achieve spiritual perfection. You see, according to Vedic understanding, there are 8,400,000 different species of life.
Вижте, според ведическото разбиране съществуват 8 400 000 форми на живот.
900,000 aquatics.
900 000 водни животни.
In this way, there's, you know, 3 million beasts, four-leggeds.
3 милиона четири краки зверове.
In this way, it's broken down. So the human existence is a very rare form out of these 8,400,000 forms.
И всички тези 8,400,000 форми на живот, човешката форма е нещо много рядко.
It's a very privileged form, actually.
Това всъщност да имаш такава форма е голяма привилегия.
The other species have to stay out there in the winter.
Другите форми на живот трябва да седят навън на вятъра.
We get to sit in comfortable buildings with heating and, you know.
А ние си седим в удобна сграда с отопление.
We get all kinds of facilities, very comfortable facilities as human beings that other species don't have.
Ние получаваме много удобни условия като човешки същества, които другите форми на живот не притежават.
Do you know what is the meaning of comfortable facilities?
И знаете ли какъв е смисълът на удобните условия?
Look at any big corporation or big institution.
Погледнете която и да било голяма корпорация или институция.
Which employees get the most comfortable facilities?
Работници получават най-добрите условия.
The employees who have more responsibility, they get more comfortable facilities.
Тези работници, които те служители, които имат най-важни отговорности, те получават най-удобните условия.
The big executives, they have their own private office where you can shut the door and they have nice furniture, nice chair, everything.
Големите директори и шефове, те имат най-големите кабинети, където може да затвориш.
They even have a special parking space in the parking lot close to the building.
С хубави мебели имат дори специално парк место в паркинга и близко до сградата.
Those who have more take more responsibility, they get more comfortable facilities.
Тези, които имат по-големи отговорности, те имат по-удобни условия.
Therefore, that means this human life is a life of the greatest responsibility.
Което означава, че този човешки живот е живот на най-голяма отговорност.
This is described in the Vedanta Sutra.
Това се описва в Vedanta Sutra.
You know that verse? You don't know. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. You should learn that verse. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant to inquire about the Absolute Truth.
Този човешки живот ни е даден и е предназначен за да питаме за абсолютната истина.
So that is our duty as human beings.
Така че това е нашия дълг като човешки същества.
But what are they teaching at the university?
Но какво преподават те в университета?
Do they teach you to inquire about the Absolute Truth?
Учат ли те да питаш за абсолютната истина?
If you bring it up, they want to tell you to shut up.
А пък ако извадиш тази тема на наяве, те карат да мълчиш.
It's amazing.
Това е изумително.
But I'm our home base. I'm based in Austin, Texas. There's the biggest university in the USA is in that city.
Нашата щаб-квартира се намира в Austin, Texas, който е най-големият щат в.
And there in the center of a huge campus, they have 50,000 students.
Това е посредата на огромен университетски
campus. So there in the center of the campus there's a building called the Tower Building. It's a big tall tower.
Има посредата на това място има огромна кула.
Actually it's very popular with the students during finals.
Всъщност това е много популярно сред студентите по време на финалите.
The students jump off of it and commit suicide during the finals.
На финалните изпити, защото студентите ходят там и се хвърлят по време на финалните изпити.
That's the sad state of modern day education.
Това е тъжното състояние на съвременното образование.
But anyway, there on the tower it says in big letters, it's a Bible verse actually, know ye the truth, and ye is a form of you. Yeah. It's old English. Yeah. We'll make it modern English. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Or will. I'll make it just modern English. The old English is know ye the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Modern English.
И върху тази кула всъщност има един надпис, който е цитат от Библията, който казва: познай себе си, познай истината и истината ще те освободи.
But what is that truth that will actually set you free?
Но коя е тази истина, която ще те освободи?
That is knowledge of God.
Това е знанието за Бога.
Is it? But the hypocrisy is, If you ask any professor on that campus about God, they can't tell you. They'll lose their job if they do.
Въпросът е, че ако питаш някой професор в този университет, той не може да ти отговори, защото ще си загуби работата, ако ти отговори.
If you ask a professor, what is that truth that'll set me free? They'll say, well, get a good, you know, make good grades so you can get a good job, make a lot of money.
Ако го питаш коя е тази истина, която ще му освободи, той ще ти каже, намери си добра работа, направи си много пари.
But will money set you free?
Но парите ще те освободят ли?
Can you buy freedom from disease?
Може ли да си купите свобода от болестите?
Can you buy remaining youthful forever? Can you pay for it and stay young?
Може ли да си платите да останете млади за винаги?
Can you buy deathlessness that you will never die?
Може ли да си купите безсмъртие и да не умирате никога?
So how, by simply making good grades and getting a good job and making more money, how will that set you free?
Как чрез получаването на добри дипломи, получаването на добра работа и много пари, това ще ви освободи?
I mean, it will pay your bills and that's okay, but that is secondary.
Да, естествено, това ще ви плати сметките, но това е добре.
Our first business in life is what? Atato Brahma Jigyasa. To inquire about the absolute truth. Because that is what will set us free. If we understand that which is absolutely true in all times, all places, and all circumstances, that will indeed liberate us from birth, death, old age, and disease. So, when you ask that question, here's where you go to get the answer. Bhagavad Gita. And you have to hear the Bhagavad Gita from someone who understands what's going on. Just like, if you want to be a medical doctor, do you just read the medical books?
Както ако искате да бъдете лекар, трябва ли достатъчно ли просто да прочетете книгите?
Maharaji, you became a medical doctor. Did you just study the books or did you also study under the medical professor?
Ти си лекар, беше ли достатъчно само да прочетеш книгите или трябваше да отидеш при някой, който разбира?
She needed to go to be educated by someone who was previously the doctor.
That's right. You have to be trained under an expert.
Точно така, трябва да бъдеш обучен от експерт.
Someone who knows the science and who can guide you how to become expert in the science.
Някой, който познава науката и да те ръководи как да станеш експерт в тази наука.
So the same thing is true in the self-realization science.
Същото нещо е истина и в науката за себе-реализация.
You have to find a learned professor who is expert in the self-realization science and you have to take training from him.
Трябва да намериш учен професор, който е експерт в науката за себе-реализацията и да получиш обучение от него.
That professor is called Guru, the spiritual master.
Този професор се нарича Guru, духовният учител.
Sometimes when I preach on the campus, they say, well, what kind of degree do you have?
Понякога, когато проповядвам в университета, те ме питат, а вие какво образование имате?
But this degree is bigger than any PhD.
Но всъщност това образование е много по-голямо от всички доктор Норис Каузи.
My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he personally put a Brahman thread over me and made me a Brahman.
Моят духовен учител Шрила Прабхупада лично сложи Брахмана тред върху тялото ми и ме направи Брахман.
That is beyond any PhD degree of any university on this planet.
Това отвъд всички докторски титли по цялата планета, в която бил университет.
So, in this verse, it is emphasizing the most important aspect of the self-realization process.
И така, тази книга описва най-висшия процес на себе-реализация.
This verse cuts through all the crud, all the things that get in the way.
Този текст изрязва, изхвърля всички неща, които пречат по пътя на разбиране.
This brings it down to the bare essential aspect.
Това свежда нещата до основния, най-главния аспект.
There's so many things described in the Vedas. Well, you can do yoga, you can do mental speculation, you can give in charity, You can do sacrificial ceremonies. There's so many things described in the Vedas for elevation of consciousness. But Krishna says, all that stuff, forget it. It's unnecessary, it's clutter, it simply gets in the way. In one stroke you can do every, you can accomplish everything and become spiritually perfect. It's very simple. All you have to do is surrender to me. It's interesting to note the connection between the Bhagavad Gita and the Bible. Do you realize that Lord Jesus teaches exactly the same principle? Jesus is God the Son. And Krishna reveals himself in the Bhagavad Gita as God the Father. God the Son says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. In other words, Christ is saying, I surrender unto you, Father. And Krishna the Father says, surrender unto me. So the essence of the Bible and the essence of the Bhagavad Gita is exactly the same. Anyone who thinks otherwise has not realized what is the essence of spiritual knowledge. They are hovering on the material platform. They are not realized in spiritual knowledge. They are not realized in Christ consciousness. They are not realized in Krishna consciousness. They're sleeping in illusion. One who has actually awakened Krishna consciousness is also perfectly Christ conscious. And someone who has awakened Christ consciousness is perfectly Krishna conscious. Because it is the same principle. Surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, I can ask now if there's some questions.
You
say the principle. You say that the principle of the Bible and the Bhagavad Gita is one and the same. So why should we read the Bhagavad Gita, not the Bible?
The Bible is not very well put together. I'll be honest with you.
But this is the Bible. The Bible is not very.
The different Gospels disagree with one another. They were written down like 30 years after Christ had left. And they're also full of a lot of stuff that Jesus never really said. So the Bible does, it's not very well put together. Actually, what they did is there were so many things, so many different books and documents were floating around the Christian movement. It's not one book.
Thirty
years after Christ had left, there was all these different documents floating around, you know. So some committee got together and said, okay, we'll accept this one, we'll reject this one, accept this one.
и решил, сега ще приеме този документ, този ще го отхвърлим, този няма да го приеме, он ще го приеме.
But then when the Roman emperor wanted to join the Christian, they wanted to convince the Roman emperor to join the Christian movement.
И когато римският император решил да се присъедини към християнското движение.
They went in and rewrote the scriptures.
Те буквално пренаписали писанията.
To accommodate the meat-eating emperor who didn't believe in reincarnation.
За да вкарат, за да се освободят, за да вкарат месоядството и самия император той не вярва в
преродата. There is actually one gospel that had been sent to a monastery in Tibet which didn't get rewritten. If you read that, you'll see that Christ was promoting vegetarianism.
Всъщност има едно евангелие, което не било от избраните и било изпратено в един манастир. Ако прочетете това евангелие, ще разберете, че Исус Христос проповядвал вегетарианство.
So actually the modern day Bible is an adulterated text.
Така че съвременната Библия всъщност е един много изкривен текст.
There is some truth in it. Some of it is still there, but mostly it's very hidden and it's very difficult to understand it.
Има някаква истина все още в това, но тя е много скрита и много трудно човек да я проникне.
And there's no guru parampara to properly explain it also.
Няма гуру парампара, която правилно да обясни тази истина скрита в Библията.
So there's just, you know, the Christians are all disagreeing with one another. They even, you know, they fight and kill each other sometimes.
Християните постоянно спорят и не са съгласни един с друг и много често стига до там, че убиват един.
So if you want actual proper understanding, then study the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bible it is clearly stated in the book of John, Jesus says, I have more to tell you, but you're not ready to hear it yet. But Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Jnanam teham savyajnanam idam vaksham yasheshyatah yat gyatva neha bhuyanya gyatva mam vashishyate. You know that? Yeah. He says that I shall now reveal to you this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know.
Krishna казва на Арджуна, сега ще разкрия това знание, което феноменално и номинално. И когато ти го разкрия, и когато вече няма да има нищо друго за теб, което да научи, да знаеш.
The Bible admits its own deficiencies.
Библията признава своите собствени недостатъци.
And the Bhagavad Gita declares that this is the full knowledge.
А Бхагавад Гита декларира, че това е пълното знание.
So if you will study the Bible, you will not have everything.
Ако изучиш Библията, също няма да си прочел всичко.
You will still have incomplete knowledge.
Също ще имаш непълно знание.
But if you study the Bhagavad Gita, then you will have total, complete knowledge.
Но ако изучиш Бхагавад Гита, тогава ще имаш пълно знание.
And you'll easily be able to see the truths in the Bible that the Christians can't even recognize.
И за теб ще бъде много лесно да видиш истините в Библията, за които християните дори не подозират.
You become the best scholar of the Bible also by becoming a good scholar of the Bhagavad Gita.
Ще станеш най-добрият учен на Библията, изучавайки Бхагавад Гита.
Yes, I mentioned that there is no Guru Parampara. I mentioned that. Yeah, that's right.
Това се дължи на факта, че знанието вече не се предава по Guru Parampara.
That's a very important principle that Mataji is reminding us of.
Това е един много важен принцип, за който Mataji ни напомня.
There was a parampara, but it was broken.
Имала парампара, но била прекъсната.
Saint Peter was there, and then there was Paul. There was some kind of a succession, but it gradually lost its potency.
Имала някаква форма на ученическа последователност, но тя е загубила своята сила.
Therefore, you have modern-day Christian leaders who eat meat.
И в днешно време християнските лидери ядат месо.
when Christ actually started his movement to put a stop to the animal slaughter in the temples.
Докато Исус Христос е започнал всъщност своето учение за да спре убиването на животни в клан.
He reaffirmed the Old Testament principle, thou shalt not kill.
Той всъщност потвърдил стария принцип от принцип от Стария завет, не трябва да убиваш.
And these rascals, they call themselves Christians, and they're opening big slaughterhouses all over the world.
А тези негодници, които се наричат християни, отварят големи кланици по целия свят.
That is not Christianity.
Това не е християнство.
That's cheating.
Това е мошенство.
If you want to be Christian, that's very good. Now you give up eating meat.
Ако искате да сте християни, това е много хубаво. Сега ви съветвам да свято ястието.
Chant the holy name of Christ.
Повтаряйте свято име на Христос.
And then we'll accept you're actually following Lord Jesus. Questions more?
Yeah. Обаче той е в настроението на предимно отдален по същия начин, както Исус е в такова настроение на това да се отдаде човек на Бог. Обаче пък не знаем, че Исус е Бог син, както вече каза Сан Кришана Прабу. Следователно, има ли разлика и прилика? Какви са те? Исус и Чайтанья.
So there are many similarities between Lord Chaitanya and Jesus Christ. Like Jesus Christ was in the mood of a devotee, as well as was Lord Gauranga. He was in the mood of a devotee. So okay. There are many similarities, like
okay.
Jesus Christ
was
the Son. So,
Добре, Исус също ли е самия Бог или не? Или той става само Божий Син, докато Чайтанья не ми е ясно.
So what is the question?
So the question is Jesus simply the Son of God and not the...
Do not misunderstand that because Lord Chaitanya played the role of a devotee, that every devotee is therefore God.
You understand?
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna playing the role of a devotee. That doesn't mean that every devotee therefore is Krishna. Lord Jesus is in a special category. He is called Shaktivesh Avatar. He is not Vishnu Tattva. He is not the personality of Godhead. But he is a devotee of the Lord who is divinely empowered to spread love of God on the planet.
Той е инкарнация, упълномощена, предадена на Бога, упълномощена от Бога да разпространи любовта към Бога.
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself.
Бог Чайтанья е самия Кришна.
God the Father.
Бог Отец.
Lord Jesus is not God the Father.
Исус Христос не е Бог Отец.
He is Son of God.
Той е Син на Бога.
Yeah. Next question.
Друг.
Когато не ядем месо, означава, че сме за това да не убиваме животни. А тогава растенията, с които се храним, всъщност не ги ли убиваме и тях? И каква е разликата между това да убием растения и живот?
When we are against meat eating,
when we
don't support meat eating and killing animals, we support the fact that we are compassionate towards the animals.
Yeah.
But when we eat plants and vegetables, mm-hmm. isn't it the same thing? What's the difference between eating meat and
Yes. Yes, this is pointed out by our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975.
Нашият духовен учител Шрила Прабхупад говори за това в
Атланта през 74-та.
Whether you kill a rich man or a poor man, you're still a murderer.
Дали убиваш богат човек или беден човек, въпреки всичко си убиец.
So whether you kill an animal or you kill a plant, you're still a killer.
Дали ще убиеш едно животно или едно растение, пак си убиец.
So what we should do, I guess we have, does that mean we have to fast until death?
Така че какво да правим? Май че това означава да постим до смърт.
No, Krishna has given prescription in the Bhagavad Gita.
Не, Кришна ни е дал предписание в Бхагавад Гита.
He says that if you will offer me foods from the category of fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains, I will accept them and will free you from all the sinful reaction of killing.
Кришна каза, че ако ми предложиш плодове, тези четири категории плодове, зеленчуци, млечни продукти и зърно, аз ще ги приема и ще те освободя от греховете.
He has not given us the same deal for meat eating.
Обаче не е дал същото разрешение за ядене на месо.
If you take a carrot and you pull it out of the ground, you've killed it.
Ако извадиш един морков от земята, значи си го убил.
Because it's going to die. I mean, eventually it'll die being pulled out of the ground.
Защото той ще умре изваден от земята.
But if you will offer that carrot to Lord Krishna before you eat it, that carrot is a soul just like you. He's just in a carrot's body, that's all. He was on an evolutionary path to gradually come up from lower forms to higher forms and gradually evolve to the human form.
Той е по пътя си на еволюцията, постепенната еволюция от по-ниши форми към по-висши форми до човешка.
Not according to Darwin's ridiculous concocted idea.
Не както според измислената и смешна идея на Дарвин.
But through the cycle of birth and death, he would gradually evolve to become a human being.
Но по цикъла на раждането и смъртта той постепенно ще еволюира и да ще стане.
By taking that carrot and offering it to Krishna before you eat it.
Взимайки този морков и предлагайки го на Кришна преди да го изядете,
he will come to the human form much faster.
Той ще дойде до човешката форма много по-бързо.
You've actually helped that carrot to become liberated from the cycle of birth and death by offering it to Krishna.
Всъщност сте помогнали на този морков да бъде освободен от цикъла на раждането и смъртта, като го сте
предложили. You cannot do that with meat, fish or eggs.
Но не може да направите това с месо, риба и яйца.
Because Krishna won't accept those offerings.
Защото Кришна няма да приеме тези предлагания.
But fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains, you can offer those to Krishna, and all the creatures or animals or plants who provided those things, they'll all get spiritual blessings.
Но плодове, зеленчуци, млечни продукти и зърно може да предлагате тези неща на Кришна и всички същества, които са спомогнали за добиването им.
But if on the other hand you don't offer them to Krishna,
но от друга страна, ако не ги предложите на Кришна,
then you get the karma of killing a carrot.
Тогава ще получите кармата за това, ще убие един морков.
Do you know what is the reaction for killing a carrot?
Знаете ли каква е реакцията да се убие един морков?
You have to become a carrot in your next life.
Трябва да станете морков в следващия си живот.
What if we kill a carrot and a cucumber and a tomato?
What is it?
What if we kill a cucumber and carrot and tomato?
Tomato, yeah, all of that. You'll become a carrot, a tomato, lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, you know. You'll be, you know, beans.
Всички тези зеленчуци и зърни храни, които убиете, вие последователно ще станете всичко това.
So offer your give up meat, fish and eggs and offer all your food to Krishna. You just get a nice picture of Krishna in your house, you know, and whenever you eat, you first offer to Krishna. That's all. You all let him eat, you lay it in front of him, let's say, Krishna, now you eat it first, before me.
Така, отворили месото, рибата и яйцата и предлагали цялата вегетарианска храна на Кришна. Просто сами една прекрасна Кришна.
In your, it's like if you invited a friend, let's say it's your friend's birthday, right?
И предлагали всичко на Кришна. Да кажем все едно, че е ден на твой приятел.
So you invite him over to your house and you cook him his favorite dinner, you know, pizza or whatever, you know, vegetarian pizza. And you offer it to him, you serve him nicely.
You
see? So now in the same way, Krishna is your best friend. You keep one nice picture of Krishna there in your house, your apartment. Whatever you eat, you have a special plate that is only for Krishna. And you put whatever you eat first and let Krishna eat it. Give him 5 or 10 minutes and let him, maybe 15, and let him enjoy the food. And then you can take it after he's had a few minutes with it.
Така че държи една красива картина на Кришна в дома си и всичко, което готвиш, има си една специална чиния за Кришна, от която никой друг не даде, и всичко, което ще те ядеш, преди да го изядеш, дай 10-15 минути на Кришна.
But what if you're not at home and you're out, you know, at school or whatever, and you buy an apple? Well, you, in your mind, you can offer to Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, please accept this offering.
Ами ако си на училище и не можеш да го предложиш на Кришна, тогава имаш някаква ябълка, тогава просто кажи, молите се Кришна в ума си. Кришна може да приеме тази ябълка.
And you can chant a few mantras, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And let Krishna enjoy that apple. Give him a little bit to enjoy that apple. And then you eat it. It's his prasadam, his mercy.
И повтори няколко пъти тази мантра. Остави Кришна да се наслади за няколко мига на тази ябълка и след това изяш. Това е неговата милост, прасадам.
When you offer those vegetarian foods to Krishna before eating, they become transformed from material energy into spiritual energy.
Когато предлагаш тези приготовления на Кришна преди да ги изядеш, те биват трансформирани от материална енергия в духовна енергия.
Just like in Christianity, they have holy sacrament, you see.
Както в християнството те имат това
So in Krishna consciousness, everything we eat is holy sacrament. We have holy sacrament for breakfast. We have holy sacrament for lunch. We have holy sacrament for snack. And we have holy communion for dinner. We are the most holy people in the whole world. Unless it's holy food, we don't put it in our mouth. You see, in this way, we are the most holy people. In English, there's another word, holy, with a W, which means completely. It's W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, which means fully and completely. So in this way we can say the Hare Krishna people are holy, holy. Which means we are 100% holy, 24 hours a day. But we are not proud. We don't think that we are great. We think that actually we are not qualified to be holy people. But because the spiritual master and Krishna have been very kind, even though we don't deserve this, we have been blessed with this.
Ние си мислим, че въпреки че не го заслужаваме, поради това, че Кришна и духовничето са били много милости, ние сме били благословени с това.
We do not think that we are better than the other people who do not know about this.
Не мислим, че сме по-добри от другите хора, които не знаят за това.
We simply feel that we are more fortunate than they are, that's all.
Мислим си просто, че чувстваме просто, че сме по-късметли от тях.
And we try to share our good fortune with them.
И се опитваме да споделим своят голям късмет с тях.
Just like if a poor man wins the lottery.
Както ако един беден човек спечели лотарията.
He wins 10 billion euros in the lottery.
Така че спечели 10 милиарда евро от лотарията.
And he'll help all of his friends who are also poor.
И той ще помогне всички свои приятели, които също са бедни.
Feeling I'm very fortunate. Let me share my good fortune with my friend, my poor friends here in the poor side of town.
Аз съм много богат, ще си кажа, той нека да помогна на моите бедни приятели в бедната част на града.
So any other questions?
Други въпроси.
Yeah.
Как да обясним на някой, който не е запознат особено добре с Кришна съзнание и Бхакти йога, че това не е бягство от действителността, като има предвид, примерно, че някой, който никога не е чувал и не знае нищо за Кришна и види, че предлагам храната си на някаква снимка, ще ме помисля за ненормално, което не е проблема, но как да обясня, че не е бягство от действителността като цяло заниманието с Бхакти йога?
Well,
просто как да обясня, че не е бягство от действителността на някой, който не е запознат.
how to explain to someone who is not who doesn't know about Krishna consciousness, who's not familiar with Bhakti Yoga, how to explain that Krishna consciousness is not an escape from the world. From the reality.
The prison is real.
Затвора истински.
But if you think the prison is all that there is, then you're living in an illusion.
Но ако си мислиш, че затвора е всичко, което съществува, тогава живееш в иллюзия.
Do you understand?
Разбираш ли това?
Someone may say, well, you Hare Krishna people, you're trying to escape reality.
Така че ако някой каже, абе ви от Хара Кришна се опитвате да избягате от реалността.
But actually all we're doing is expanding our understanding of reality. That's all we're actually doing.
Но всъщност това, което ние наистина правим, е че разширяваме своето разбиране за реалността.
Your conception of reality is birth, death, old age and disease.
Твоята концепция за реалност е раждане, болест и старост и смърт.
You have a very narrow understanding of reality, sir.
Имате много кратко разбиране за реалността, господине.
We are simply broadening our understanding to understand that beyond the prison house of birth, death, old age and disease.
Ние просто разширяваме своето разбиране, за да разберем, че отвъд затвора на раждането, болестта, старостта и смъртта.
Is another dimension of eternity, knowledge and bliss.
Има друго измерение от вечност, знание и блаженство.
Which is just as real as your world of birth, death, old age and disease.
Което е точно толкова истинско, колкото и твоята реалност на раждане, болест и старост и смърт.
We are simply going to the brighter side of reality, that's all.
Ние просто отиваме към по-светлата страна на реалността, това е всичко.
We are not escaping reality.
Ние не бягаме от реалността.
We are capitalizing on reality.
Ние всъщност капитализираме реалността.
We are capitalizing on reality. Any other question? This is a mobile phone free zone. Turn off your mobile phones or put them on vibrate.
Зона свободна от мобилни телефони, може да изключите мобилните си
телефони. Did I see a hand back there?
Видях ли ръка там някакъв?
Oh, okay, hand, okay. What is the question?
So it's a twofold question. Which consciousness is more important, the consciousness that we cook with or the consciousness that we offer with? And can one
consciousness that we
cook the consciousness cook. We cook with and the consciousness that we offer with? And can we offer something that with devotion, something that was not cooked by a devotee?
The ideal situation is to have food cooked by a devotee in a loving mood.
Идеалното положение е да имаме храна, която е сготвена от определен даден настроение на любов.
And offered also in a very loving way to the Lord.
И предложена също така по много любящ начин на Бога.
And then honored in a very loving way by the devotee also.
И след това да е предложена от преданието по много любящ.
Not simply throw it in the mouth, you see.
Предложена преданието, не просто да си фърли в устата.
Three things.
Три неща.
The cook.
Готвачът.
The pujari.
Пуджари.
And the eater.
И този, който яде.
All three should be in a mood of devotion.
Всички три трябва да бъдат настроени на преданост.
That's the ideal program for honoring prasadam.
Това е идеалната програма за почитане на прасадам.
Now, a devotee is not meant to starve also. So if you're in a situation where those things are not on the highest standard, then you may, if there's nothing else available, then you to keep body and soul together, you will have to also survive by taking food which is maybe not cooked for the most devotion or offered with the most devotion, but you should always try on your side to accept it with the most devotion.
Значи може понякога да сте в такава позиция, когато може да нямате какво да ядете и да ви се наложи да предложите нещо, което не е изготвено с толкова много предност, но от своя страна трябва да го предложите с предност и да го приемете с предност.
Vishnu Priya Mataji and I, we are traveling all over the world to preach this Krishna consciousness.
Аз и Вишна Прия Матаджи пътувам по целия свят да проповядаме това Кришна съзнание.
And we oftentimes therefore fly on the airplane.
И затова често пъти пътуваме с самолети.
And they have vegetarian meals on the airplane. So when they come with a vegetarian meal, we say, no, thank you. And we bring our own. We bring out our brown bag with our prasadam in it. So, one should, as far as possible, avoid eating food cooked by non-devotees.
Така че доколкото е възможно, човек трябва да избягва да яде храна, която е готвена от неотдадени.
And only eat food cooked by devotees.
И трябва да яде само храна, готвена от преданно дадените.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
Когато готвим някаква храна, ние в смисъл трябва да предложим на Кришна, т.е. ние предлагаме заради самата храна, заради Кришна или заради себе си. И има ли той нужда от тая храна и ако все пак той не е човек, на него явно не му трябва ябълки да яде или моркови. Той как я приема и защо го правим всъщност? За да му покажем ли някакво. За да покажем колко сме отдадени.
Добре, искаш да го преведем на няколко пъти това.
Ако както ти е по-лесно, аз ти го казвам като смисъл как е.
It's a long one. So why do we offer food to Krishna? Because Krishna obviously doesn't need anything because he's a god. He's not a human.
That's
being.
Right. He doesn't need the food, you're right.
So why do we offer, how do we offer it to Krishna? Because we offer it because of ourselves, because of the food, or because of
why do we offer it to Krishna?
Why do we offer
it? Yeah. Krishna? Yes, Krishna doesn't need our food.
Krishna няма нужда от нашата храна.
In the spiritual world, he has one devotee who cooks for him. Her name is Srimati Radharani. This is her picture right here. She's that beautiful girl standing with Krishna. She is the most amazing cook in the whole universe. She doesn't use a cookbook. And she never cooks the same preparation twice.
Никога не готви два пъти едно и също нещо.
Everything she makes for Krishna is totally unique. He's never tried it before.
И всичко, което готви за Кришна, е напълно уникално и той никога преди това не го е.
So Krishna definitely doesn't need our cooking.
Така че Кришна определено няма нужда от нашето готвене.
However, we need to offer to Krishna. That helps us.
Обаче ние имаме нужда да готвим за Кришна. Това помага на нас.
It helps us to purify our consciousness.
Това ни помага да пречистим своето съзнание.
Therefore, Krishna kindly accepts our offerings, even though they're actually pretty horrible compared to what Radharani cook.
Така че Кришна милостиво приема нашите предлагания, въпреки че те са доста ужасни в сравнение с това, което готви Шримати Радарани.
Krishna is very tolerant and kind to accept our offerings.
Кришна е доста търпелив и милостив да приема нашите предлагания.
Any other questions?
Точно поради тази причина често се чувствам неудобно да предлагам на Кришна някои неща, защото знам, че сравнение с тази информация, която няколко пъти съм чувал, ми става супер неудобно да предложа нещо на Кришна, кое е по-добро, все пак да му го предложа или... Защото знам, че аз съм чувал, нали, още само от начало, че... Това е в крайна сметка въпроса, нали... Не, това си е моят проблем, че се притеснявам. Въпросът е дали да предложа все пак храната, заради която се притеснявам. Очевидно след като се притеснявам, има защо.
Okay, so the information you just right now you gave us about the preparation of Srimati Radharani sometimes embarrasses him and he doesn't know where he should
offer the food that he is embarrassed to offer because it's not prepared in the
No, you must offer. Krishna orders you to offer. You do your best and beg Krishna to accept. Because you require to eat, otherwise you will die. You have to eat something. So you cook to your best ability and beg Krishna to accept. Just like the businessman, he has very nice ties to wear with his business suit. Beautiful silk ties. And his little son, a little boy, he takes some paper and some crayons. And he makes a paper crayon tie for his daddy, his father. It is not suitable for wearing. But the father accepts the love with which it is offered, and he's very, very much appreciated. Actually, it's the best. He liked it more than any tie he was ever given. Even though he can't wear it to the office, he wears it around the house with great delight. So Krishna will, if you offer with love, it may not be very expertly made, but your love will count. But I can assure you of one thing. If you will offer with Krishna with love every day, Krishna within your heart will train you how to be expert in cooking. Just like I, or any devotee, they do something long enough and they try to do it nicely for Krishna, they will become expert. Expert madanga player, expert speaker, expert harmonium player, even without any great qualification, if you sincerely try to do something with love for Krishna, then he will empower you. He'll make you an expert in due course of time.
Без никакви умения, ако го правиш с желание да удовлетвориш и с любов към Кришна, тогава Кришна ще направи експерт.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси.
So everyone is satisfied now.
Всички ли сте удовлетворени сега?
Yes.
Относно това, което съм Кришна Прабху каза, че когато правим една дейност достатъчно дълго, ние ставаме експерти в нея. Задължително ли е това правим, че
Is it a general rule that if we do something for a long time, we will become experts in this, or it is possible that we never become experts?
You have to do it properly. They say that practice makes perfect. But if you practice in the wrong way, then you'll never become perfect. Therefore, you require the guidance of senior devotees and guru. So you can practice in the proper way. Just like you want to learn a musical instrument, you practice that instrument. But you also have a teacher to guide you how to practice properly.
Но също така имате и учител, който ви учи как да го практикувате правилно.
Any other question?
Други въпроси.
All right. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Iskan Sophia Devotees Ki Jai.
Before it gets too loud.